Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. How are you? I have to tell you, I am so proud of myself, and here's why. I realized that I've been recording this podcast for over a year. Every week, I sit down and I record this for you, and it's really strange to me, but I truly feel like you all are in the room with me, and we're just having beautiful conversations about French kissing life. So for those of you who have been tuning in, I am so, so grateful. And as you know, a lot of what I talk about is very much about the attitude and the mindset of what it means to live a well-lived life. But today we're going to switch it up a little bit, and I want to talk with you about posture. Yes, posture, because how a woman carries herself says a lot. So one of the things that I absolutely love doing when I'm in Paris is people watching. I think it's the most fun thing to do. I just find a little seat at a cafe, grab a cup of coffee, and I just watch the world pass by. And one of the things that I've noticed is that you can tell a lot about a person by how he or she carries themselves. So let's analyze. Why do you think models are so captivating? Sure, they're 6 feet tall and they're wearing the latest trends, but it's really about so much more. She is trained to walk like she's royalty. It's fascinating to see how she carries herself. Yet, I'm not interested in being a model, and I know that many of them are full of insecurities and body image issues. I am, however, intrigued with her posture. On my most recent visit to Paris, I took note of the everyday people walking down the streets. They possess the same kind of elegant posture that you see on the runways of Paris Fashion Week without the odd outfits and the stiletto heels. From the 60-ish-year-old woman who was opening the doors to her flower shop to the debonair man who was walking out of the bakery, they exuded so much confidence and that bien dans sa peau, which means in French to be comfortable in one's skin. They had a style that went far beyond their clothes. And here's what I think. Style is about so much more than what you wear. It's about how you wear it. And there is nothing more elegant than a woman who carries herself well, not just in her posture, but with her attitude as well. Here are a few examples. One of my friends, who I deeply love, but let's face it, she's a little bit uptight. And I've noticed how her posture reflects her attitude. For example, she tends to keep her arms crossed when she's talking to people, and when she's walking, she takes very short, tight strides. On the other hand, you know, when you see someone who is slouched over with her head down, you assume that she's either depressed, tired, or insecure. But when you witness someone sashaying down the street full of energy with a smile on her face, you assume she's French kissing life. You know you do. I remember there's a Peanuts commercial or cartoon where Lucy sees Charlie Brown standing around with his shoulders slumped over and his head hung low. And she asks him, "Why are you standing like that?" And he replies, "If I straighten up, I can't stay depressed." Total side note here, I was a huge, huge Peanuts cartoon girl growing up. But here's the deal. Our minds and our bodies are connected. And I have found that it's a great practice to play around with your posture to influence your mind and vice versa. In fact, it's really interesting because I've been sitting at my desk all morning, and ironically, I had scheduled to do this podcast on posture. But when I took note of my own, I noticed how I was slumping over my computer. I also realized that I'm tired today. And it was a great reminder for me to sit up and use my posture as a way to project the feeling I want to have by how I'm carrying myself. And just in the time that I've recorded this, I'm feeling a bit more energized. It really works. So for you, shoulders back, head up, and look the world straight in the eyes. And I would love if you would actually saunter on over to the blog at tanyalee.com and answer this question, being truthful with yourself. If my posture could talk right now, what would it say? I look forward to seeing you in the comments, and I also look forward to connecting with you in the next French Kiss Life podcast. A couple of things before you go. If you enjoyed this episode of the French Kiss Life podcast, I would be so grateful if you would share it with your family and friends. And if you want to be notified of future episodes, as well as free events and gifts that are only available to the French Kiss Life community, head over to tanyalee.com/iTunes and sign up to join the most incredible group of global women who are committed to French kissing their life.